Well, snow doesn't have to be a bummer, and proof is in the Glen Elm community. They have their snow sculpture challenge coming back, and Michael Duran Wood, he's the co-chair of the Glen Elm Neighborhood Association, to tell us more.
Started about 6 years ago, and we sort of started noticing that in our neighborhood, we people bump into each other quite a bit. And
yeah.
Kind of chatty, but what we notice is that people tend to hibernate in the winter time, right? And over the winter, we didn't see neighbors. And springtime was always a cool time. We're like, oh, I haven't seen you in so long. To the point that I think it was the year our youngest was born. My wife was pregnant over the winter, and we actually ran into a neighbor in April after our youngest was born. And she says, "Oh, I didn't even know you were pregnant." I said, "Oh man, has it been that long?" So we were kind of looking at a way to reconnect people sort of in the winter time, and we were involved with the Neighborhood Association already. It was very well received. What we found is that it sort of connects people in sort of two ways. The first way is the time that you're spending outside, creating an opportunity to bump into people, and that, so people walk by and, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm making this. And then the other thing we found is that once you've got several dozen in a neighborhood, that people really look forward to taking walks. Specifically to go see all the sculptures. And so that was just another opportunity to get people outside and bumping into each other and chatting. And so, yeah, it's been really great over the past 6 years. It's grown every single year. Last year, I think we had close to 50 entries.
Whoa. So, you know what's amazing? People are so creative, too. I bet out of all those 50, they're all different.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Like, and you have all kinds of people participating, right? You have young kids, and you have, people who are, super, super artistic, and you get all kinds of really really great things. We're really happy. We got a lot of local businesses that are very supportive. So they donate prizes, so we can, we do a draw at the end of everybody who participated.
Now this weekend, you actually have a workshop going on how to build a snow sculpture.
Yeah, that's a new thing we added this year. We obviously want as many people participating as possible, and some people are kind of intimidated at trying something they've never tried before. So what we've added this year is a workshop. So we've got André Vrignon-Tessier, who's a professional snow sculptor. He and his family have done snow sculptures for Festival de Voyageurs for years.
Yeah.
And so we've got him coming to Elmwood Park on Sunday at 2 p.m. To give a free workshop on snow sculpting. And so that one's open to everybody.
And the weather's looking great.
Oh, yeah, the weather looks amazing. We couldn't ask for any better. We've got a couple of snow blocks going up. We had one go up yesterday. We've got a couple more going up today and tomorrow so that they're ready for Sunday. And then in 2 weeks, on the 28th, that's when the actual challenge happens in the neighborhood.
Well, what a great idea to get the community involved and have some fun at the same time. Where can they go to find out more info?
Go to glenelm.ca/snow.
Okay.
We got all the details there.
All right. I'll make sure to share that and blog it too at hot105fm.com. Have fun in the snow, Michael.
You bet. Thanks, Alex.